Capone, one of the worst criminals in the history of America, according to the history books, was thrown out of school when he was 12 years old for punching a teacher in the mouth. Al Capone. He didn't bring a knife to school and knife his teacher. He didn't shoot him. He punched him in the mouth, and he was the worst kid on the block. Al Capone went on to have an extraordinary career in crime. But he was a clever fellow. People don't realize that Al Capone probably did more for the people of Chicago than most of the multinational corporations that are centered in Chicago. He opened up soup kitchens and fed poor people that didn't. They loved him, Al Capone. You know why they got angry at him? Poor old Al, right? You know why they got angry at him? They loved Al. They really did. You can read the history. Al Capone, at his trial, when they mentioned that he actually wore, they had somebody up there who made his underwear. Homemade underwear. Al Capone was a rich guy. He wore homemade clothes. That's what rich people do. They don't. You think rich people are buying that stuff at the Gap? Rich people have. They pay somebody to make their own clothes. They eat organic produce, right? Really, they do. They eat from homemade bowls. They don't buy mass-produced stuff. You can make your own bowls. Rich people, they're too busy ruining the world to make their own bowls, so they pay other people to make their own bowls. But the point is, they don't eat from mass-produced things. The wealthiest people don't. They really don't. Al Capone, when it was mentioned that he wore silk underwear, blushed. That's what the reporter said. In other words, the man had some shame in his heart. We didn't even see Clinton blush. The president of the United States, when he lied to the American people, didn't even blush. Al Capone blushed because his underwear was mentioned. When Clinton's private parts were mentioned, not his underwear, mind you, his private parts, the man didn't blush. What does that tell you about Al Capone and the president of the United States? Well, I'll tell you something. It tells me that I think Al Capone was probably a better person. Really, I think he probably had something in his heart that gave him a sense of shame, despite the fact he was a horrific human being. The reason the Chicago people went against Al Capone is because he killed 7 men, allegedly. It wasn't the killing of the gangsters. They could care less. You know what really upset them? He had his cronies dress as policemen. That's where Al went too far. That's what really troubled them. The idea of a police officer being a mafioso. In other words, it was too much, even for the people of Chicago. 7 people. And the people of Chicago were up in arms. We have 7 people being killed every hour in Chicago now. Really? I mean, look what's going on out there. And people they're no longer shocked at these things. My mother told me, who grew up in the 1930s in San Francisco, California, that if a person died, it was front page news for at least a month. If a person was killed, murdered, it was front page news for at least a month. Why have we allowed this to happen? Really, something very, very wrong has happened. And what it is that your souls are dying. We're literally dying of suffocation, spiritual suffocation. Our souls are dying. And before the lights are out completely, I would advise all of you to reject this and to commit your lives to turning the tide. Because the danger of people that can see things another way and have the courage and the motivation to set out to change those is that very often they succeed. That's why those people are dangerous. People that can see things the way they should be and not the way they are. Those people are dangerous people. And I hope I'm a dangerous man. I really do. I hope I'm a dangerous man. And I hope all of you will commit to being dangerous people. A danger to what's wrong out there. A danger to what is wrong out there. And I'll tell you something, you can begin it If you look in here, if the average person in here even has two children, and they raise them to break the cycle, to be different, to reject it, that can change the history of Toronto. Really, it can change the history of Toronto, and Toronto can change the history of Canada. And this is the way it begins. It begins with an understanding of the power of one, because one is the greatest number. It is the greatest number. It's God's number. It's a powerful number. And an idea can change hearts.